And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about we send this signal, this show, way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Well, hey, listen, we're going to go to the phones right now, taking a pause from the triple dipper of the day. We just finished up the whole section there that I called Race Baiters and Charlatans. You remember, call yesterday I had a piece that came out, published first by 1819 News, getting picked up by other papers around the state, and it focused on the fact that so often what we're seeing right now is that the laws in place around the nation, both state and federal, are already there to protect women and children. Well, really anybody, but let's focus on some like Title IX, there to ensure that there is equality of access to sports and others, for that matter, other things, for women, that they are not shunted aside in favor of men. And yet, it's okay if you're a man who says he's a woman to somehow infringe upon that law. You get special protections. Well, right now what we're seeing is around the nation, states are beginning to take a stand against these things. And right here in the state of Alabama, Representative Susan DeBose, freshman legislator representing District 45, Susan DeBose, past experience working in banking. She also was president of Republican Women of North Shelby County. She was elected to office just last fall, and she came out the gate with some pretty solid conservative bills, and we're going to talk to her about them right now. Representative DeBose, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Hey, Phil, thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Thanks for making some time. I know you got a busy week and you're in Montgomery right now, so I appreciate you stepping out and calling in. Hey, listen, you got two bills that really defend the true position, the conservative position, but the truth, really, within the whole gender war. That first one you had dealt with athletics in the college arena. Yeah. Tell us where you're at with that one and what's going on.
That's right. So that bill protects women in the collegiate age to where they only compete against biological women. It's just common sense. It's the way it's been done for decades. And as you said, Title IX started, 1973, when very few women actually played collegiate sports. They were only 15% of the population. But that bill has done wonders for women, and we're to the point now where we have 44% of the athletes at the college level are women. And these women deserve to continue to compete against other women. And if you start letting trans women, those are women that were formerly men, compete in that arena, women will lose all of the honors. They'll lose awards. They'll lose scholarship opportunities. It'll do away with all the progress that Title IX has made over the last 50 years. So Alabama, being the smart, common-sense people that we are, has voted to support this bill. It's come out of the House with bipartisan support, a tremendous amount of support on both sides of the aisle. It's moved through the Senate, and we are now waiting on the governor to sign it, and I expect it to make it.
Well, that's outstanding, and you know, we already had that in place for K-12, but for some reason we didn't have it
that's
for the
right.
collegiate arena. So really all you're doing is memorializing at the college level what we've already said was going to be in place at the lower levels and just preserving that all the
that's
way
right.
through a student's athletic career before they go pro.
Right.
So
that's right.
Yeah,
and I
that's
think
great.
The hesitancy early on to pass that a couple of years ago with the K-12 was just unclear how NCAA was going to react. But we have seen after 3 years, I think we have now 16 states that have passed this on the collegiate level. It has not resulted in any loss of NCAA tournaments. There's been no lawsuits.
Yeah.
This is good, solid legal law, and it has not had any problems in any other state. So Alabama has stepped up, and we're going to be one of them that know the truth.
Well, and it's not just you said common sense, which is true, but I think it also just promotes the legalities of what we've always stood for. And so
that's right.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, great job on that one. I'm glad to hear it's headed to the governor soon. So we'll watch for her to sign that. And you don't have any doubts that she will, right?
I don't have any doubts. I think that if she didn't sign this bill, it would not be a good thing.
No, so, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's a smart lady. And I have full confidence that she'll sign it.
All right. So the other bill you've got, the one that I wrote about yesterday, it's called the What is a Woman Act. And this one is going to codify within, which is amazing that we have to do this. But we're seeing encroachments on the term of woman around the nation. And this one's going to codify what a woman is and also sort of protect the safe spaces that women should be allowed to have, right?
That's right. It's a sister bill to the bill that I've already passed. But this just codifies the meaning and the biological definition of male, female, father, mother. These long-time definitions that we all know and agree with. It's science, of course. Your sex is either male or female at birth, and that this is just codifying that. There is an exception, extremely rare exception, when an individual is born and you cannot determine their sex. And in that case, you would check unknown on the birth certificate. There have only been 5 of these such individuals in the last 9 years in our state. But those have been the individuals, when they do choose their sex, would be protected under this law. And, of course, we would work individually with them. But people know that sex is not fluid, and we just need to stand up for the truth.
Well, I completely agree. And I saw a quote from you in some article or something about your bill that you made the comment that if a justice of the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, cannot declare what a woman is, that we'd probably better go ahead and make sure we embed it in our state law before the Supreme Court starts going in a liberal bent and changing things.
That's exactly right. And we also see where President Biden and the U.S. Department of Education is trying to change the meaning of sex and the meaning of woman in Title IX legislation. And we cannot let these unelected officials from the U.S. Department of Education start dictating what we do and dictating the meaning of words. It's just preposterous to think we are that close to something crazy like that happening.
Well, we're towards the end of the legislative session. I mean, you guys are on the downhill run with very few actual legislative days left to work. So you just had a public hearing. It got kind of gamey. Where's the bill right now, and is it going to come to the floor anytime soon and go to the Senate?
Well, I'm hopeful that it will. We did not get to vote on it last week in Health Committee because we had a public hearing, and we generally wait a week to vote. So tomorrow we will be voting in the Health Committee. I expect it to pass. And then I'm going to be working with the Senate to, as quick as I can, get it moved through the Senate and to the governor's desk. I think this is too important to let just sit. And so I'm going to be pushing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, too, it's usually the discretion of the chairman of a committee. When I chaired committees in the Senate, my rule was we would always vote the same day as a public hearing to speed the process unless the bill sponsor asked me not to.
Yeah.
And I wish they would do that.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
I wish we had done that. That would have given me valuable days to get this moved through. But I still think it can be done. I think it'll be a priority. And it's important for the people of our state. I mean, can you imagine you have a daughter that's going to the University of Alabama and they sign up to live in Tutwiler dorm? Don't you think your daughter and the parents want to know that their daughter will be living with another biological woman and not just somebody who thinks that they're a woman at that time and place?
Yeah.
It's important. There are single sex spaces for women that it's important to protect. So dorms, domestic violence shelters, I mean, even prisons. We hear about terrible things happening to women in prisons by trans women that have been placed with them in that section of the prison. So, you know, we have got to protect what we know are women and protect their spaces.
Yeah.
You know, and this is nothing against anybody that, based on their gender identity, you know, as an adult, I mean, you're free to identify any way you want, and we should treat everyone with respect and kindness and love, and we should all live and work together and with each other and respect each other. But there are these, you know, few spaces where single sex is still important, and I think we need to preserve those areas.
Well, and I think what liberals don't want to talk about is the fact that, and I said this, by the way, in my piece that came out yesterday about your bill, is that what they don't want to talk about is that their hero, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in the 70s wrote a piece in regards to the Equal Rights Amendment, and she flat out said, and here's the quote, "Separate places to disrobe and sleep and perform personal bodily functions are permitted, in some situations required by regard for individual privacy." She went on to say that's constitutional, and it's and so the idea that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out there actually espousing what you're trying to do in your bill in the year 2023, yeah, that they don't want to talk about that. They want to pretend that that never happened.
You're absolutely right. And I'm very familiar with that quote. And you know what? I have a lot of respect for Justice Ginsburg through her life because of what she had to battle as a female, being the first in so many areas. And, you know, ultimately, I may not have agreed with all her policies, but she still was an important mentor and model for women for decades to come. And what she said was exactly right. We cannot deny that to women. And I might need to bring that up again when I head back out in front of the Senate with this some of these bills.
Well, in the meantime, Representative Susan DeBose, House District 45, we know you're in Montgomery right now, so good luck to you. Keep us posted on the bill, and we'll keep talking up on our end.
Yes, I will. I'm sitting here looking at the legislative floor right now. I just stepped out in this media room to talk to y'all, and I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much, Bill.
All right. Have a great day, Susan. All right. Well, there you have it. Moving through the legislative process right now. And isn't it amazing that we have to even have a bill, Boom? I mean, the very idea that we have to have a bill to say what a man and a woman is.
Oh, I know. It shouldn't even be brought up. I mean, it should be flat out, this is a man, this is a woman, this is how God created us. Boom. That's
it. We never had to question it before.
Exactly.
And wow. Okay, well, anyway, that's where we are. So you know what? Take a stand when you have to, and that's what we're doing. And so I'm glad that this bill is moving, and I hope they'll move it quickly and get this thing through because it just makes too much sense, and it also is necessary, apparently. If a Supreme Court justice refuses to define what a woman is, well, that alone should give you pause and tell you that you need to start taking action at the state level. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, gonna switch gears in the Triple Dipper, talk about Space Command, abortion, generals, and politics. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.